this time of year, I mean, you will always hear about the prices in Dublin coming into Paddy's weekend and that. So again, I'm calling on is Donegal Tourism and the Fáilte Ireland and the Irish Hotel Federation, basically to look at Donegal and promote it. This year we celebrate 10 years of the Wild Atlantic Way. We have huge scenery up here, we have a huge product in tourism up there. And I feel that basically we should be going out on the back of them campaigns and telling the offers that we have here in Donegal and the business that we have and the prices that we can give to people. And also, not only in Donegal, but in the North West region. And I think basically we need to come out with a marketing unit and market that on the back of the price in Dublin and say that basically come to Donegal, there's exceptional values to be got here, and you know, if Dublin want to rip you off, let them rip you off, but come to the North West and come to Donegal where you get exceptional value.
A timely enough call given the fact that we are seeing, worryingly enough, quite a lot of closures as it relates to smaller cafes and restaurants in this region.
Yes, I mean, you know, like, you know, a lot of business in the tourism sector are under pressure, and we will have to look at going down the road of support and while you're chatting to the government. And I think basically we'll have to look at the 9% VAT rate again being brought back in for business to help them, because we all know the cost of living, we all know basically the prices that basically we pay for food when we go out there to do our own daily shopping. It's no different in the hotel business, that as well then with the minimum wage increase, and that mean all these has effect to the bottom line, and that mean and businesses are under pressure. And you, as you rightly said, a number of businesses have closed, and I think basically there's an onus on us and on the government to make sure that we keep as many people in business as long as possible.